Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Will Israel attack Iran? Will the United States of America get involved in that fight? Does the Bible say us anything about that? Now, recently we have heard a lot about the potential conflict between Iran and Israel and the U.S. And of course, the speculation is great that a war will ensue, but is there any biblical evidence to assume that? Now, first of all, let me give you a brief overview as to what the most recent news are. Here is an article which was published today, December 30, by a paper which is produced in Israel called Haaretz. It's not a paper which is necessarily in favor of Benjamin Netanyahu, but that is how they summarize the situation at present. 10-day Iranian military drill overshadowed by Iran-U.S. verbal row over an Iranian threat to close the Strait of Hormuz in the Persian Gulf, through which 40% of the world's ship-borne crude oil is passed. And then it goes on to say in this article, which a rather lengthy introduction, that amid a verbal row with the United States over blocking the Strait of Hormuz, a vital oil shipping route, Iran proclaimed on Friday that it will start testing long-range missiles in the Persian Gulf. It says that testing of the missiles is part of ongoing Navy maneuvers in the Persian Gulf, and the main and final phase is preparing the Navy for confronting the enemy in a warlike situation. And then they go back a little bit and report on what happened this week. The spark for the row was a Tuesday remark by the Iranian vice president that, quote, if Western countries sanctioned Iranian oil, then Iran would not allow one drop of oil to cross the Strait of Hormuz. Following his remarks, Iranian Navy commander said, although there was currently no necessity for Iran to close the strait, quote, it would be easy as drinking a glass of water. After that, the U.S. Navy said it would not accept any Iranian disruption of the free flow of goods through Hormuz. Iran continued the war of words with Revolutionary Guard Deputy Chief Salami saying that the U.S. was in no position to tell Iran what to do. And I really like this one. Salami also called the U.S., quote, an iceberg, which is to be melted by the high degree of the Iranian revolution and a sparrow in the body of a dinosaur. I guess that's the way they talk over there. The foreign ministry spokesman said that if the region would face a warlike situation, then everything would then become warlike. Now, why is it so important that we keep our eye on the Strait of Hormuz? What is so important about that Strait of Hormuz? Now, here's an article by Reuters, published December 28, which says, analysts say that Iran could potentially cause havoc in the Strait of Hormuz, a strip of water separating Oman and Iran, which connects the biggest Gulf oil producers, including Saudi Arabia, with the Gulf of Oman and the Arabian Sea. And then Deutsche Welle added on December 29 that Iran says it will close the strait if the U.S. and European Union impose fresh sanctions over Tehran's suspected nuclear program. Now, based on these wars of words, which have been going on for a while, is there biblical reason to believe that a war between Israel and Iran could ensue? And the answer is yes, there is evidence. There is evidence to the following effect. The Bible tells us that the time will come when the state of Israel will receive a wound, a strike, a stroke. And it appears that this is in reference to a defeat in a war. And it says that when that happens, Israel will try to find help from Europe under German leadership, but they won't find it. Interestingly, at the same time, you also read that Great Britain will try to find help from Europe, continental Europe, and specifically Germany, apparently because they are in a very dire financial situation by that time, and they won't find it either. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us anything about the United States of America being involved in those confrontations, but we have to understand that the Bible doesn't specifically tell us either that America has fought most recent wars, like in Vietnam, like in Korea, or even in Iraq. But what the Bible is telling us very clearly in many different places about the United States of America, when you know where to look, that the United States of America has won its last war, and it hasn't won any war. It hasn't won a war in Vietnam or in North Korea, not even in Iraq. Now, people are saying the United States has won the war in Iraq. No, it hasn't. Now, all the troops are being withdrawn, and the situation there will probably get worse than it was before America invaded there. And, of course, America hasn't won its war in Afghanistan either. The last war they won was the Second World War, and that was it. The Bible doesn't indicate that the United States of America will be involved in a war, if there is one, against Iran. It's possible, but it's not conclusive. It is not decisive. But what the Bible tells us, that at the time when Europe is going to launch a military attack in the Middle East, and the Bible makes this very clear, it is going to be European armies which are going to invade the Middle East, which are going to fight against Jerusalem. At that time, Iran will fight on their side against Israel. That is clear. And so we have to see how these developments will progress to get to that point. We also find that subsequently the relationship between Europe and Iran will deteriorate up to the point where Europe will fight, besiege, and conquer Iran. And it is then that Russia will get involved, and they begin to fight against Europe. Now, that's a scenario the Bible makes very clear. Now, if you know where the scriptures are, fine. If you don't know, we have literature which you can read if you are interested. Some have suggested we should give all the scriptures on these short programs. No, we are not, because we want you to take the challenge to find out for yourself by going to our website, eternalgod.org or standingwatch.org, and look at our publications. We have published several booklets. We have posted them there on the website, like The Great Tribulation and the Day of the Lord, like The Fall and Rise of Britain and America, like Europe in Prophecy. We have also published numerous Q&As, which talk about, amongst other things, the future of Iran. And all the facts I have given you today, you can find them explained in biblical terms and with biblical scriptures in those Q&As, if you're really interested. I challenge you to do that. You see, Jesus Christ has told us, when the disciples asked him what the time would be and the sign would be for his coming, he talked about religious deception. He talked about wars which would be ongoing, which would become bigger and bigger, including revolutions, rebellions, like the one over there in the Middle East right now. He talked about famine. He talked about disease epidemics. He talked about earthquakes. He talked about very expensive times, referring perhaps to a recession again or a depression. And then, of course, he talked about the Great Tribulation, a time so bad that if he wouldn't come to stop the madness, no human being would survive. Yes, the Bible tells us about an all-encompassing war. We have tried to tell you today some of the elements and developments leading to this catastrophic event. But we are told to watch. We have to watch world events to put it all together in the right way. And it can only be put together in one way. And so we are going to keep you informed. But again, I challenge you to check it out for yourself, whether what I'm saying is true, whether it can be backed up by scripture or not. The challenge is in your hands. I pray that you will accept that challenge. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.